Jay Vu, the Red Ribbon.
Old men shuffled out of white vans and dotted the plaza. A daily excursion organized by assisted living facilities in between doses of Lipitor and an afternoon suppository for constipation. Some gathered in clusters around a small table observing a game of chess. Some in twos discussing politics in hushed tones. Herman sat alone. The metal bench dug into the bone of his buttock. He took in the fresh autumn air in measured breaths, slowly chipping away at the scent of stale urine etched in his lungs. He enjoyed watching the cars drive by, and even the old men and their useless banter. He would have even enjoyed some company, except his hearing was gone, and so was his wife. The old man who fed the pigeons was there, pulling chunks of bread out of a brown paper bag. Herman enjoyed watching the pigeons too, scrambling and stumbling. It reminded him of high school football, college frat parties, and that day on the beach of Normandy. He sat below a giant maple tree. Its naked branches allowed enough dappled sun to warm him. A solitary brown leaf hung on a branch, as precarious and pathetic as his wife those last few years. The pigeons scattered. A little girl sliced through them, a stampede all into her own. Laughter and exhilaration written all over her face. The hem of her dress trailed yellow waves of hair, tied in a ponytail with a red ribbon. She ran, not in straight lines, but in zigzags, as though riding a bike for the first time without training wheels. In this manner of running, the ribbon loosened and fell to the ground. The wind carried the ribbon, and the little girl gave chase. Herman spotted a young couple sitting on a picnic blanket, eyes affixed to their phones, an empty stroller parked beside them. And in the time it took for him to loosen the stiffness in his legs to stand, the ribbon landed on the sidewalk. The draft of passing cars lured it closer into the street. The little girl stopped, imploring the ribbon to keep moving. The wind, not wanting to disappoint a child, lifted the ribbon into the air. It caressed the hood of a passing car before landing harmlessly on the black asphalt. Before she lunged into the street, Herman reached but failed to hook the collar of her dress. His fingers caught enough of her hair and he pulled hard, hard enough to send the little girl stumbling backward. Her screams scattered the pigeons. The young couple dropped their phones and ran toward her. They wrapped their arms around her, and in between sobs, the little girl pointed at her head, the scrapes on her knees, and then at him. The father stormed towards him. Herman stood as still as a giant maple. He could feel the father's hot breath. The spittle and venom slapped his face where words failed to register. The mother pulled the father away. A flash of red caught Herman's attention. The ribbon skidded along the ground like a tumbleweed. A gust of wind lifted it high up into the air, and it landed dangling on a branch of the giant maple. And there Herman stood, head upturned with palms facing the sky, like a child waiting for the autumn leaf to fall. Thank you.